Fifth Group of Hostages Safe in Israel After Jeers, Whistles in Gaza. By Joel B. Polak on November 28, 2023. 12 hostages released by Hamas, 9 Israeli women, 1 Israeli female teenager, and 2 male Thai workers, are safe in Israel after a harrowing transfer in which they were jeered by a crowd of Hamas terrorists and supporters as they left Gaza. Islamic Jihad terrorists, who are also controlled by Iran, were seen at the transfer, evidently eager to share credit for the affair. Many people in the crowd yelled Allahu Akbar. God is great, as the bewildered hostages were walked or wheeled to Red Cross vans. Hamas and Islamic handing over hostages. Not surprising, Islamic Jihad also wants a piece of the spotlight. Some of those hostages, like previous ones that have been released, were held by the Iranian proxy. pic.twitter.com/svudru068a. Joe Truesman, at Joe Truesman, November 28, 2023. The Israeli hostages are, per Israel's government press office. Tamar Metzger, 78. Ditsa Hyman, 84. Noralyn Bobadilla, 60. Ada Saki, 75. Ophelia Audit Reutman, 77. Ramon Kirscht, 36. Merav Tal, 53. Limeberg family. Gabriella Limeberg, 59. Mia Limeberg, 17. Claire Imarman, 63. The community of Kibbutz Nir Oz released a statement. The residents of Kibbutz Nir Oz welcome the expected return of 5 out of the 76 people that were brutally abducted from Nir Oz on October 7. The following members of our community have returned to Israel after being held hostage for 52 days. We hope for their good physical and psychological health in the days ahead. Ditsa Hyman, 84. Tamar, Tammy, Metzger, 78. Ophelia Reutman, 77. Ada Saki, 75. Merav Tal, 53. These women returned from captivity are the foundation of our community and our country. Without a strong foundation, a community has no future. They were held captive, in harsh conditions and deprived of essential medical care. 2 of the women released have been separated from their husbands, who remain in captivity. The Nir Oz community is committed to support them and their families through the long recovery process ahead. Our hearts remain with the 43 members of our community along with all the hostages still held in Gaza. Many families from our kibbutz remain without their loved ones by their side and are deeply concerned for their well-being. The continued denial of medical care to wounded, sick and elderly hostages puts their lives at risk. Time is running out. Over one quarter of the Nir Oz community was abducted or murdered during the horrific attack on October 7. A third of all the hostages abducted from Israel are from our community. We demand the immediate release of every single person abducted that day. It is important to note that 3 Thai nationals who were abducted from the kibbutz are still held hostage. At this time, we do not have information if they are amongst those listed for release this evening. The Nir Oz community will continue the fight until the last hostage is returned. There is one more agreed-upon hostage release to take place Wednesday, the final day of the truce, though talks are ongoing about possible extensions. Many in Israel, including, reportedly, some military officers on the ground in Gaza, wish to resume fighting to destroy Hamas. Itamar Ben-Gvir, a far-right leader within the governing coalition, threatened to quit and to try to topple the government if the military did not return to war and take the fight to Hamas, as Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu had promised. It is not clear he would have the seats to force new elections. However, as there is currently an emergency government of national unity that includes the Blue and White Opposition Party. In his evening briefing, Israel Defense Forces, IDF, spokesman Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari noted that Hamas had violated the ceasefire earlier Tuesday, and warned that Israel would not tolerate such violations in the future. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the new biography, Rhoda, Comrade Caudalie, You Are Out of Order. He is also the author of the recent e-book, Neither Free Nor Fair, the 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter @JoePolak.